Good to see all of you tonight. Take your Bible and turn to the book of Titus. Titus chapter number 2. Titus chapter number 2. And I'm going to be talking about something. And we get finished, we'll open it up for maybe some discussion or whatever, like we normally do. And hopefully this will be something interesting. In some places it's sort of controversial or whatever. But most of the time that's what I like. So anyway, Titus chapter 2, and look at verse number 11. Titus chapter 2, verse number 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. That's good. Verse 12. Teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live. All right, if that's going to tell us how to live after we got saved. Verse 11 says, the grace of God, that's what God is saying. Then verse 12 is going to tell us how to live after we got saved. And it says, we should live soberly. And that doesn't have anything to do with drinking. Soberly has something to do with being sober in your mind. In other words, right thinking. Soberly, live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Now, how difficult is that to do? That's difficult to do. To live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present world we live in today, that's hard to do. It takes work. Now, let me say this by reading all of that. How many of y'all have ever heard, you don't have to answer because you know, I don't want anybody to be embarrassed or whatever, but how many of you have ever heard this? We shouldn't be judgmental. We've heard that. We've even heard people say, well now, you know the Bible says judge not. And that's all they'll say. They won't quote the rest of the verse and probably couldn't tell you where it's found. And then sometimes, it just amazes me, we live in a society, in a world that's full of Bibles. There are Bibles everywhere. And there's still millions and millions of people that do not know right from wrong. There has to be a distinction between right and wrong. There are preachers that refuse to proclaim what God has drawn a line in the sand. God has drawn a line in the sand. And a lot of preachers today, when they get behind the pulpit, are trying to erase that line. And the majority of it is to make people comfortable so we can fill the seats in. Amen. Because here's the thing, if you preach the Bible, people will say, don't judge me. That preacher is judging me. That church is judgmental. Now, and I'm going to talk about, should we judge? Should we be judgmental when it comes to these things? And I know what everybody says. Here's the problem. We have to have an agreed upon authority. All right, I say, and we say, Jesus is the only way to heaven, and the church says, amen. Amen.
Right.
But now, if you were to ask a Muslim that question, or a Mormon that question, or whatever, they have a different authority than we do. And they use their judgment according to something totally different. We must decide what our final authority is, and that's where our standard comes from. This is how we judge, by this. Now, there's a difference. Now, when you say, when somebody comes in the door, say, and we think in our mind, he shouldn't have worn that shirt. Boy, that pants don't look good on, you know. That's awful. He needs to get something fits. That's the kind of judging we shouldn't be doing. Okay. And I guess maybe if you keep it to yourself. I don't know. Now, here's what people will do. Number one, they'll say, well now, You know, judge not. Judge not. You're supposed to judge them. And this is what they say. They know about as little about the Bible as possible. Because they'll say this. People will say this. Well, you know the Bible says cleanliness is next to godliness. Well, that's not the Bible. That's not the Bible. Truth. And it does sound good, and it should be in the Bible. I've been around some people that it should have been in the Bible. And I could have took them to the verse and said, hey, go get it back. But cleanliness is next to God, it's not in the Bible. Well, you know the Bible says God helps those that help themselves. That's not the Bible. There's no word about it. Now, there's probably a little truth to that. Have you ever heard this one? Now, the Lord moves in mysterious ways and his wonders to perform. That's what the Bible says. No, it don't. It don't say that. And it's just, and I say that because you'd be surprised. I even had somebody tell me, now the Bible says, every cub sits on its own bottom. Which is a true statement, but it's not in the Bible. I guess every tub sits on its own. And we have heard this one. And I let all of them, because I got everybody laughing now, so now let me take a punch. We've heard this one. God loves the sinner, but he hates the sinner. That ain't in the Bible. We've all heard that. Well, you know God loves the sinner, but he hates the sinner. That's not found in the Bible. And here's another one. People all the drunks love this one. Well, you know Jesus turned the water into wine. They love that. And they don't have any idea what that wine was. It was actually grape juice. That's what wine could have been grape juice. I mean, what is wine? It is grape juice that has been fermented. Yes, it has been added the yeast to it and all that kind of stuff. Now, look, take your Bible and look at Psalm 33. Psalm 33. And we'll look at a few verses. This is Wednesday night Bible study, and then we'll get some comments a little bit here in a few minutes. Psalm 33, and look at verse number 4. Psalm 33, verse 4, it says this, "For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth." Now, I said all that to say this, and Psalm 33 says it too. That Bible, we have to determine if that Bible is right or not. Is this Bible right? Is it proclaiming truth? If it is, then this is how we live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. You know, what happens is, if a preacher preaches the Bible and somebody said him, they say, well, they're judging me. But now, then what they'll do to feel more comfortable with themselves, they'll go home, turn on Oprah or whatever, where they say it's right. Say, see there? Now, that's their standard. But this is our standard. The Bible, the Word of the Lord, is right. Now, obviously, people say, well, it's about what people believe. Well, so-and-so believes this, this so-and-so believes this, and the Mormons believe this, and the Jehovah's Witnesses believe this. Listen, in Noah's day, the flood was come whether people believed it or not. It doesn't matter what you believe if what you believe is not based on truth. You stick your finger in a light socket, it's going to shock you whether you believe it will or not. You put your hand on a hot stove, it's going to burn. So I don't believe that. It doesn't matter what you believe. Try and see. Now, let's talk about this. Let me ask this question. Is it right to judge? Okay? Is it right to judge? All right. me ask y'all this. Do you judge when you go to the grocery store? Are y'all judgmental people when you go to the grocery store?
Yes.
Because what? Those rotten tomatoes, you don't pick. You only pick the ones that look good to you, and you put them in your little sack, spin it around, put the little thing on it, right?
Amen.
Then why are y'all so judgmental? Why didn't you pick a rotten one to take it on? Why are you being so judgmental against the rotten one? He needs to be eaten too.
That's good.
Yeah, it doesn't meet what? Your standard. Now, you know why some men are not married? They're too judgmental. You know why some women are not married yet? They're too judgmental. And they may be a little smarter than we are. I don't know. But those of us that are married, you were judgmental too. I mean, why did you pick the person you're with instead of 10 others? Well, they were ugly. Stop being so judgmental. Go out on a date with him. Well, he's ugly. He don't brush his teeth, he breaths things. It don't matter. Go out with him. Stop being judgmental. Now, we're all laughing, but do you understand the problem? We're very judgmental people, but then when we tell what the Bible says and thus saith the Lord, stop judging me. He did something. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I was scanning through the radio or something on talk radio. I drive down the road, talk radio, and this is what you hear. You know, so, well, especially if you're listening to some of the talk radio shows that I listen to, conservative, always, but even at that, nobody knows what's right or wrong. They've got somebody over here who says this is right, and they'll bring on this other guy because they say they're fair and balanced. No, they're confused. And they bring this guy in. What do you think? Okay, what do you think? Forget all that. Tell me what's right. Well, if you do that, then you're being judgmental. Now, I don't want to be in the car with any of you that is not judgmental. If you don't know the difference in red, yellow, and green, and if you're going to just look, say, well, I'm not going to be judgmental if it's red. Let's don't be judgmental about it. Red means stop. Green means go. Yellow means speed up. You better hurry. Now, I said all that to say this about, I'm trying to get us in the frame that we are very judgmental people when it comes to outside the walls of the church. We're very judgmental people. Everybody is. We do that. Ladies do it. They look at other ladies and say, oh, you know, well, that dress is good, or I wouldn't wear that if that was me. And I don't know if guys do that very much. You know, we don't look good. I doubt I could tell any of you what you got on. But, you know, women do that. You know, they're like, oh, she, you know, that don't look good, you know. We're very judgmental, or I hope you are when you get up in the morning, go to work, whatever. I hope you're pretty judgmental when you stand in front of the mirror. Now, if you go to Walmart, you know there's some non-judgmental people at Walmart. Because they got up, looked themselves in the mirror, and said, I look fine. And went to Walmart in pajamas.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this. At Walmart, they're non-judgmental.
Amen.
I mean, you can tell by looking. They did not care what they looked like. They did not judge themselves. Very good. But on a normal basis, we get up, we try to come to church, we try to look presentable, this, that, and the other. Why? Because we're judging ourselves. Sometimes we look at other people and judge them. Now, you say, what are you trying to say? What I'm trying to say is, you better know the difference in wood putty and toothpaste. You better be able to judge the difference between water and ammonia. God created Adam and Eve to be judgmental. He said, God says, of any tree you eat, but that one in the midst of the garden, you may not eat of it, because the day you eat thereof, you shall surely die. God says, now, do what you want to do. You be the judge. Right? You can eat of any tree, don't eat that one. That's what God says. And so then he says, Adam and Eve, y'all be the judge. Do what you want to. And they did it. Why? God has created us to be. Now let's get down to that. We know we're laughing, all that kind of stuff. That's what I want you to do. Now, you say, all right, should we be judgmental against other religions and all this kind of thing? All right, should we? You take every religion, every denomination, and don't make any difference what they are, and you lay this Bible right beside it. All right, this is what you believe. We lay this beside that, and we judge according to what that says. If you say there's another way to heaven besides Jesus Christ, I can call you out. Why? Because I'm something? No. Because of that Bible. That's what it said. Here's our authority. Right here. You say, well, that's too judgmental. Well, you're probably going to eat rat poison one day. You're not a better judge than that. Now, alright, take your Bibles, get some Bible in on it. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's see what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Now, most people don't like this kind of stuff because it goes against what they are around all the time. You won't hear this kind of stuff on the radio, television, or most places where you work. It's right the opposite. It's the common knowledge is, okay, if it feels good, do it. Whatever you want to do is fine. You know, whatever. Listen, folks, we're living in a society. We're living in a society to where now we cannot even tell parents what gender their baby is. That baby has to grow up and decide which one it wants to be. You can't even judge between a man and a woman now, or a boy and a girl. If we can't judge that, we're a lost society. When a baby's born and you can't tell the difference, something's wrong somewhere up here. We are not living soberly, righteously, and godly. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. But the natural man, that's an unsaved person, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Now look at verse 15. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man. Now when the Bible says, but he that is spiritual, our minds automatically, we think of maybe some guy wearing a robe or, you know. No, that's not what he's talking about. He that is spirit, that does not mean perfect. Because what? We all know there's nobody perfect. But there are some that are trying to be spiritual people by living soberly, righteously, and godly. By following this. Ye which are spiritual can judge all things. By what? By this. And then he says, yet he himself is judged of no man. Now, have you ever noticed this? If you preach the Bible and they say, you're judging me. You know what the proper response to that is? You just judge me. Why are you judging me? I told you what the Bible says and you're judging me. Boy, you turn it around. Now, but he that is spiritual judges all things. Now, if we are raising kids, some of us have already raised the kids, and we tell them, you ever notice this? Or we should when raising kids. We teach them what no means. They got a fork, or they've got something, they've got a straight pin, they've got something, they're headed for the light socket. What we do? No! Stop! No! Why? We are trying to protect them from harm's way. Hot stove. They're climbing up on the stove. They put the pan on the hot stove, pull a pan of hot water on top of them. What do we do? Now, I don't want to be too harsh. Come on, people. I don't want to holler and yell that to give a complex when you grow up. No, you're fixing to holler and yell. No, stop, don't. So when a preacher gets behind the pulpit, no, stop, don't, quit, don't. It's not out of hate. Oh, that's hate speech. No. Do we do that with our kids? We say, no, stop, don't. Why? Because we love them. And so it's not only preachers, it's Christians, sometimes we have family members that we say, no, stop, don't, you're going the wrong way. Well, why do you hate me? I don't hate you. I love you. Tell you what the Bible says. Now, all right, let's look at this. Look at John 7. John 7. And let's see what this is. John 7. John 7 and verse number 24. I go back to our question, is it right to judge? Okay, let's see if it is. John 7 and verse number 24. Judge not, and you can't stop right there. Judge not according to the appearance. But judge what? Righteous judgment. So, let me ask you a question. Is it right to judge? If you do it righteously, it is. How do you judge righteously? By what is the word of the Lord is what? Right. He says, if you're saved, Titus 2 says, if you're saved, we are to live soberly. That means in a right mind. Soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. How do we do that? The word of the Lord is right. Does that mean we're... Now, what do we get accused of? When we tell somebody what the Bible says, what do we get accused of? Well, ain't you just meant you're good at two sheets? Who do you think you are? you must be perfect now. No. Don't get convicted. I just told you what the Bible says. Don't get mad at the mailman. Alright. So, we'll look at a few more verses before we finish up. We'll open the floor up for discussion because I'm sure there is some. Let me give you this verse. We'll have to turn to it just for time's sake so we can cover a little ground. 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 1. And I'll quote it for you, and this is what it says. If you just write it down, it'll go with the study. 1 John 4:1, try the spirits to see if they be of God. Y'all remember a fellow by the name of David Koresh. David Koresh, was he in Texas?
Texas.
And he had all these people convinced that, you know, I don't know, really, sell all your stuff and, here we go, we've got something to drink. That's where we get the drink and the Kool-Aid, a little different. And these people actually followed that man. They were not being good judges. What should they have done? David, what are you preaching? Well, it doesn't line up with this. I'm gone. Bye. See. and move on down the road. Well, don't be so judgmental. Okay, drink what's in that Kool-Aid then and see what happens. Tell the Lord we'll be up there a little later. Because that's what's going to happen. Try the spirits to see if they be of God. Now, we go to a car lot, and the car salesman says, "So, what kind of car are you looking for?" Well, I don't want to be too judgmental on it. What kind of mileage? What kind of mileage are you looking for? Well, I don't want to be too judgmental against older cars. They have their places, you know, too, and I hate to be so judgmental on that, and I don't want to criticize a car just because it don't run right. Is that not stupid?
Yeah.
Okay. That same stupidity has found its way into our churches.
Amen.
When the preacher preached, well, now he's just been a little, or a Sunday school teacher, or I keep referring to the preacher, any of us that talk with somebody at work or whatever, it's the same difference. Now, let me say something that might be a little controversial right here. And I'll just tell you, and then we'll move on. And you don't have to believe this, but this is the way I believe. I've heard people say, and I don't know anybody in here, so when I say it, don't say, well, he's talking about me. I think I said that one time. I don't know. I don't remember. But I hear it all the time. It says, well, if you're referring to your family, your kids, or whatever, this is what I hear people say. I don't care where they go to church, as long as they go. Can I say something that might shock you? There's some places I'd rather your kids stay home and watch football than go to. Yeah. Well, as long as they're in church, folks, that's not being a good judge of righteous judgment. There are some places I wouldn't want your family raised up in.
Okay.
I'd rather stay home and watch Sesame Street. Now, it's very quiet in here because that goes against a lot of people's theology. Would you want them to go and hear that there's not a hell? Jesus is not the only way to heaven. As long as they're there, stay home. Don't go to that mess.
Amen.
You say, preacher, what are you doing? I'm judging. Say, you judging? I sure am. I am being very judgmental. Just like I did when I bought my truck. Just like I am the last time I went to the grocery store. I was very judgmental, and I'm the same judgmental when it comes to this.
Amen.
Does that make sense? I know it's not popular, and this video is probably not going to be shared too much on Facebook, but it should be. Now, let's look at this. Matthew, let me look at a few more. I got a bunch. Verses. Matthew 7. Let's see what this says. Matthew 7. And I'll give you some pointers on judging. And then, here's the verse right here. Here's the one everybody loves and quotes the first two verses, or words of it. Matthew 7, y'all ready? Verse 1, what is it? Judge not, period. There's not a period there. Judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. In other words, verse 3 says, why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thy own eye? Okay, so, alright, preacher, explain that. Okay, if you judge without showing mercy, you yourself will be judged without that same mercy. If you judge others by thus saith the Lord, beware, you will be judged by that same word of God. So when you do say, hey, the Bible says this, you need to stop doing that. Be ready, because they may have a verse too. And they'll say, all right, the Bible says this right here. Be ready, because with the same judgment you give, it's going to come back. I didn't say don't judge, I said be ready. That's why it says ye that are spiritual judge all things, and they're not judged by any man. Why? Because, you know, you're not give you for instance. You can't get on, well, this right here gets sticky right here. You can't get on to your kids for stealing cookies out of cookie jar when they're not supposed to, when you're stealing time to work. That's what it says. Judge not, lest you be judged. For with the same meat or the same mercy that, hey, you're going to be just the same with the same whatever you're dishing out. It's coming back to you. Be ready. So, that's what, does that happen to anybody? Don't judge somebody for not reading the Bible if you don't read it. You say, judge not lest ye be judged. That's what that verse is talking about. It doesn't say, don't judge at all. We've already seen where it says, John 7:24 says, but judge righteous judge. So we know it's right to judge, but just make sure when you do, that, again, you're not, verse 3 of Matthew 7, don't talk about the guy who's got a speck in his eye and you've got a beam sticking out of yours. That's what he's talking about. All right, let me give you just a few things right here. Three things about judging. And, I've heard people say this. Well, it's legal. Just because it's legal don't make it right. Abortion's legal. Hey, I've got news for you. Marijuana's fixing to be legal. No amens, please. It already is in Colorado. Did you know this? And I may be, I don't know. Hey, it's on the internet. I don't care. It's true. Amen. We went to New York, walking down the streets of New York in Times Square. They had these concession things out on the street with my hand up. Looked like a hot dog, like one of them hot dog hamburger stands that you walk up to and get a hamburger and hot dog out of. And I'm thinking, well, that's neat. I'd like to get one of them New York dogs. And I thought the writing, the handwriting on the stand there was sort of a little odd. So I stuck my head in the window there and I said, hey, what do you got? With my hand up. Marijuana candy. On the street. I'm looking, going. So police car right there on that corner and one on that corner. Lights are flashing. They're on every street corner. And I'm going, does anybody see this? Wow, man. Just because it's legal don't make it right. I'll give you, I'm just on a roll right now. Sunday morning, Mother's Day. Let's just say, I'm in metal just a little bit. Just in that kind of mood. Lady Gag. She comes here Sunday morning, visits church, dressed like she is on them videos. Every one of us would go. A watch. But as long as she's on TV and we're watching it from our living room, we're like, man, that's cool. That's cool.
Great job, brother.
That is cool.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But if she was to walk in here wanting to do a special Sunday morning, everybody would go, what's the difference? Oh, that stung a little bit, didn't it? Yeah. All right. Three things we are not to do. We are not to judge according to persons. Judge everybody equally. You can't judge your friend one way and somebody that's not your friend another way. Well, because they're my friend, I'm going to give them a little more grace and mercy. But somebody over here, man, I'm fixing to throw the whole book at them. You can't do that. Judge everybody accordingly. Now, number two, don't judge in any way. We are not willing to be our judge ourselves. I'll give you this example. I know I keep thinking stuff. This did not happen in any church I've ever been into, but a preacher that I had come visit, his name was Brother Larry Brown, and he preached, and he gave this illustration of a place he pastored. And a young girl in the church, young girl, unmarried, got pregnant, out of wedlock. This woman comes to the preacher, get her out, kick her out of church. She needs to be gotten out of here. I mean, boom, boom, boom. Throw the book at her. Until that woman found out that the daddy of that baby was her son. And then she's like, oh, please, show some mercy. See the difference? Don't judge in any way. You're not willing to be judged yourself. And then lastly, don't judge anybody until we have first judged it within ourselves.
That's right.
Before I get on to anybody about not reading the Bible, I got to make sure I read it. Before I get on to anybody about praying, they have a good prayer life, I got to make sure I've got a prayer. You see what I'm saying? So make sure before we say, hey, Bible says, judge it first within yourself. And say, God, I don't want to be guilty of this. Judge it first in here. And then you can judge righteously. That is how you can do what Titus 2 said and live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. That's how you do it. By having the standard that we go by, and that's the Word of God. And it's tough because we hear this on Sundays, and for the other 6 days, we hear the other side. And it's tough to maintain our sobriety in our head because we hear all of that, and we're like, well, maybe there ain't nothing wrong with that. Get your mind back sober. What's the Bible say? You have to get your mind back sober. You said. Anyway. All right, Roger.